Okay, so this is the meditation, evening of the, what's the date today? Fifth, it is the fifth, that's right. And so, everybody's comfortable. Let's drop in. So, in the meditation, please just be comfortable in your body. Don't try to sit up too straight or anything like that. If you're tired, feel like going to sleep, go to sleep. Not a problem for me. Meditation is a way to relax, and we tend to be pretty wound up in our busy lives at times, and so we just need to allow ourselves to nod off to sleep sometimes, and we'll pop up 10 minutes later or something. All the better for it. So, just relax, work with the meditation, and whatever the meditation is, it's a good experience. There's no right or wrong, simply an experience of observing and tuning into yourself. So let's begin a meditation by tuning your consciousness into your breath. Suggest nice, deep, slow breaths. And let that breath be very deep, very open. Nice and slow, so that it draws your consciousness into the breath, into the flow of that beautiful, open, conscious breath. And as you're breathing, let this breath bring you, draw you, focus you into the present moment, into the eternal now. As you're doing that, you're just stepping out of your mind, stepping aside from it, like the mind is this endless river of thoughts and associated feelings and emotions. And you're stepping out of that river, onto the side of the bank, into the present moment focus of the breath. And you're letting that river flow freely right through you. Not resisting anything, just stepping aside into a still, quiet space within the center of this breath. Every breath you take, you're relaxing into your body, letting go of the tensions and the stress. But you're keeping your awareness razor sharp, very alert. You are very interested in all that's going on, and yet not being caught up in anything. You are simply observing from a still, quiet, peaceful center, the center of this flowing, open breath. Thank you. I want you to consider that you are not this body and you are not this mind. That you are in fact pure conscious awareness. You are the observer, the experiencer of this body and mind. You reside in the eternal now. And as the observer, which is transcendent of body and mind, you are in the seat of ultimate choice in every moment. The objective is also to take command of this body and mind. So we need to align ourselves with the ultimate power in the universe, and that is unconditional love. Unconditional love is also wisdom, or total personal responsibility. So this is your center of awareness. So let every breath you take now be a breath of loving kindness, particularly of yourself, accepting yourself as you are. Breath of compassion, breath that flows from the deep still center of your being. And there's pure conscious awareness. You are a portal directly into the Supreme Consciousness that surrounds everything, that flows through us. It is the very quantum light that we are all made of. So it's like we're fish in this sea of consciousness. And it's there to flow into us through our intention of love and personal responsibility. So we're tapping directly into the supreme power, life force. And attracting the highest vibrations of energy through this very conscious and aware intention. And as this observer, you are the loving guardian of your human self. Every breath you take is an embrace of this humanness, an acceptance of your humanness. The stillness, you are offering a sanctuary, a spaciousness in the heart, this field of awareness for your humanness to be embraced, observed, and accepted with compassion and love. Every breath you take is opening all the channels in your body, just allowing all the feeling to flow freely. This stepping away from the thoughts, there is only now. There's nothing you have to do, nothing to prove, nothing to solve, just simply being, breathing, observing, allowing. Keep your focus on your breath in the present moment. Just letting any distracting thoughts, just let them float on past. As soon as you feel yourself being carried away, just disconnect from that thought. Do not be frustrated. Just drop the thought into that river. Just imagine the river is flowing into that beautiful spaciousness that's opening up in your heart, which is like a vast, limitless ocean of tranquility. The mind is but like a little stream flowing into this vast ocean. Every breath you take deepens this ocean. And your awareness is like a star just shining at the center of this ocean, observing, still and tranquil. Surrounded by love, just letting go into this ocean. You are like a drop returning to that ocean, one and the same. As this great divine ocean of ultimate consciousness embraces you, you as that drop or an ocean to the little human body and mind. With all its needs and fears and insecurities and hopes and dreams, it's like a child. And you as pure awareness is the loving guardian of this child. So stay centered in the breath. Accepting and embracing your humanness, busyness of the mind, stepping free, letting it go. No judgment. Accepting everything just as it is. Dropping all resistance, all defense. The intention of love and personal responsibility is like a radiant light radiating from the heart. And from the third eye and activating all the centers, in fact, from the base center to the crown. So there's this aura that's around you. You're attracting the highest vibrations of the Supreme Consciousness. So every breath you take feeds you, cleanses you, rejuvenates you. So there's this whole energy flow running through you that's facilitated by this conscious, aware breath process, activated by your intention. Love and embrace yourself unconditionally. And to take full responsibility to care for and to work with this mind and this body. So concentrating on finding and keeping still in that center. Creating that open spaciousness within yourself in the heart center. Letting everything flow right through you. As consciousness, you are transcendent, transparent, indestructible. And in this space of transcendent stillness, you have no needs. You are complete within the light of pure consciousness. You can simply watch and observe the needs of the humanness, getting to know that little self so that you can learn to be its parent, its guardian, and its master. So breathe. Observe, flow, allow, be still. Let yourself surrender into this light. Supreme Consciousness. Feel free to relate to it as personally as you like. You're always traveling with many guides. There's always a great master energy watching over this group. Work with your breath, embrace your humanness, let everything flow, no judgment. Let all feelings flow freely. Feel those feelings. Through your feelings, you can observe yourself. Observe the quality of the thoughts in the mind. Feeling, emotion never gets confused. It's just pure information. So consciousness is like the art of reading feeling. It's only our mental processes, our thoughts that get confused. So look directly at them without being caught in them. See them for what they are as they're floating by. Your feelings will tell you the nature of these thoughts. Your feelings will also guide you in how to accept and embrace and care for your human self. So work with this as best you can. I'm just going to put on some music now. Just let it flow through you. Let it the background, and it can also represent this light that is surrounding you and flowing through you. And it can be a point of focus as well. Listen to yourself and your breath if you need to. Just focus your awareness on that beautiful flowing energy that's running through you. As the observer, you're this star, this light at the center. Watching everything pass. This deep, still tranquility. You literally are the portal into the Supreme Consciousness. So through your open heart and your loving intention, let us offer this out into the world now. To begin with, just in your own hearts and minds, just acknowledge, be aware of the other members of this group. We're all here with similar intentions, similar vulnerabilities in our humanness. They're all very similar. Get a sense of yourself as a part of this group. It's one group heart flowing together. Let yourself be a channel for the highest principles of life. Highest Dharma. Let it run right through you, through your intention to give and a positive vision for the world. Not giving anything of yourself personally other than the intention that you offer. But the energy of the love flows right through you. You are a portal, a doorway into this world. So join with me in offering a positive vision for the world, being aware that there are conscious people throughout the world in every country working towards promoting goodwill, brotherhood, sisterhood, working towards ending separation, conflict. Working to help to see people understand, help people understand that they're all brothers, to heal divisions between countries, peoples and religions, cultures. See people reaching out to one another and recognizing themselves in each other. Seeing that there is no difference. It's just one humanity. People discovering that in all the different religions there is just one love, one wisdom. And we offer our support and love to all those working to end poverty and inequality. All those who are working to preserve and heal our environment. All these activities are going on right now. Also, let us be consciously aware that our efforts join together with all the other groups all around the world. This combined creates a very powerful energy that is having a great effect, great collective consciousness for good is rising in this world. So let's finish this process with some nice deep breaths, sending out this positive vision. No matter how great the problems seem, the light is shining through and building, growing. So bring your focus back to yourself now. Let us deepen our commitment to embrace our humanness with every breath, in every moment. Knowing at the center of this embrace that your humanness is everyone's humanness, because we are one. There is no separation. So the more you learn to, with great wisdom and love, embrace yourself, you learn how to love your fellow man. For the relationship between your conscious awareness and your humanness is where we learn the true meaning of unconditional love. From there we radiate this knowing out into the world in all our other relationships. This is self-responsibility. The opposite to selfishness, which is grasping through fear. Let's complete this meditation now, accepting whatever meditation experience that you've had. It's all part of growing and learning, getting to know yourself. So complete this meditation now, some nice deep breaths, in any way that's meaningful to you. Just come out slowly, gently, keeping the centeredness in place. This whole evening is a meditative focus. Let us also thank the Supreme Consciousness for protecting us and embracing us this evening.